Blog Talk Radio.
Job told the Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will tell you that he can turn a fiery furnace into an air-conditioned room. Trust in the Lord. Daniel will tell you that he can lock the jaws of angry lions and turn them into purring kittens. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And he will direct thy path. Trust in the Lord.
Somebody say yeah!
If you trust in the Lord, he'll make a way. Glory be to God. Any of us that ever trust in God, we see for ourselves. We are witness that God will make a way for us. Glory be to God. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his Son, Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I just thank and I praise God for being here today. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for he's God and he's God Almighty. And besides him, there is no other God. I just thank and I praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, for what he is to me today. For he is indeed my everything. And I just thank and I praise God for that today. And I thank God for each and every one that came out to be with us today. Glory be to God, and I pray that God give you strength throughout your days. Glory be to God. So at this time, I want to ask if Bishop Dexter, are you on? Okay, Bishop is probably working. Brother Debo.
Yes, I'm here.
Open us up with a prayer, please. Thank you.
Amen. Bishop might be on. He's in the dentist office, in the dentist chair.
That's not going to do us no good right now. We'll catch him on the end.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, good evening, family. As always, I'm here to do all I can while I can. So if you all will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear and prayer along with us.
Thank you, Lord.
As we also put a short prayer. Amen. Father God, we come before you this evening. We stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to whisper a word of thanks to you. We want to tell you thank you, Father, for what you've already done and for what you're about to do. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for waking up this morning and finding all our family members are all doing well. Father, we ask that you bless the service that we're about to embark upon today, praying, Father, that each and every word that go out will touch someone's heart, give them mind, body, and soul, and it will give them an understanding of your word, give them a place to come and know that there's peace, there's love, all wrapped up in you. So we pray that those that are listening today will want to get a better relationship with you. They want to get to know you better. They will want to come up out of the cold. That's what my brother used to say. It will come out of the rain and draws. So we ask that you just continue to guide us, continue to keep us, continue to bless us in your holy name. But these blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son Jesus' name, that every heart say amen.
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 Amen. Truly, I will thank Brother D for that beautiful prayer on today. I thank and I praise God for he's so worthy, he's so merciful. I thank and I praise God for he's with us continuously. And we're going to talk today, choose you this day. We're using that for our subject today. Choose you this day. And I'm going to start out with Joshua. Glory be to God. In the 15th verse, I'm going to read that verse, but then I'm going to go back so that we can come to where I need to go and to get the point that I'm trying to get over to you. Joshua 24th and 15 says, Joshua's talking to the children of Israel, and this was leading up to the time for him to die. Glory be to God. And he said unto them, he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory be to God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. We're going to go back to to Joshua 23, and we're going to read a little bit starting at verse 6. And I'll be jumping and I'll be skipping, but we will get to where we're going. Starting at verse 6 says, be ye, now this is when Joshua was he know he was getting close to his time. Joshua was the leader of the children of Israel after the death of Moses. But in everything he did, he kept the commandments of God. That's what I like about Joshua. We got so many people that say they are leaders and does not keep God's commandment. The same commandment he gave to Moses, he gave those same commandments to us. But he said, once we are saved, the commandments will be written upon the table of your heart to remind you, glory be to God, to serve God, to don't give in to evil doing. Glory be to God. Verse number 6 says, be ye therefore very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefore to the right hand or to the left. And God, Joshua was giving this to the children of Israel. But brothers and sisters, this still applies to us today. God wants us to always look to him, to always follow him. And sometimes, just like Joshua is doing to the children of Israel, we have to remind people where God brought us from, because we seem to forget. We serve God one or two days, and after that, it's all over with for God, because we're on our own doing our own things. And sometimes, we have to be reminded. He said that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them. God does not want us to serve other gods. Now, we know that Joshua was talking to the children of Israel about serving the God of the Amorites. And we all know that back then they served all kinds of idol gods. They gave them name Ashtaroth, Baal, and all of that different names that they had that they were serving. Think about it today. We still serve idol gods. Our idol gods, our homes, that's our idol gods. Our cars, our children, our jobs, our bank account. Glory be to God. We put all of this before God. But my Bible tells me that God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. So we have to be careful about who we serve. And this is what Joshua was doing. He was reminding the children of Israel to be encouraged and serve God, and God only should they serve. But he said, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. Hold on to God with everything that is in you. Don't let nothing turn you away from the living God. For the Lord has driven out from you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man has been able to stand before you unto this day. Why wasn't no man able to stand against the children of Israel? Because God was fighting their battle. Don't you know if we choose God this day, if we walk in the way that God has us to go, and if we don't falter, don't go to the left and don't go to the right. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. Don't you know, if you serve God the way you should, no man will be able to stand up against you, for God will fight your battle for you. And I'm a living witness that he'll fight your battle for you. He said, one man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is that fight for you, as he has promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourself, that you love the Lord your God. Glory be to God. Then he went over to verse 14. He said, and behold, this day I am going the way of the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls, glory be to God, and in all your souls that there is no other God that we should serve except the living God. Y'all forgive me that that's for that. There was another phone call and my grandbaby, my dad was calling. We should serve no other God. And verse 14 says, and behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your heart and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God speak concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof. See, the children of Israel was God's chosen people. They were his chosen children. And when God chooses you, he fights your battle. When you choose God, he fights your battle. And when I say choose God, I mean turn completely from the way of the world and choose God, for thou shalt serve no other God. It says, thou shalt have no other God before me. So we should not choose the world. We need to turn away from the world and choose God. Make God our choice. Verse 10, chapter 24, verse 10 says, but I would not hearken unto Baal. I got to back up. Because in the chapter 24, Joshua reminded the people of all the things that God did, bringing them out of Egypt, fighting that battle. Glory be to God. He reminded them, and he went all the way back. He said, and it took your fathers, let me back up one other verse. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your father dwelleth on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nachar, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him through the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. This is what God wanted to remind the children of Israel where he had brought them from. And sometimes he has to remind us from where he brought us, but oftentimes we choose to close our ears to what God is saying for us. We choose not to hear God. God is not a God that's going to force you. He give you that option. You hear him or you don't. That choice is yours. And if you don't hear God, the choice is still yours. He said, I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all of the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. And I gave unto Esau, Saul, Mount Seir, to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. See, this is God reminding the children of Israel what he has done for them, where he had brought them from. He said, I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. See, this is God reminding the children of Israel what he has done. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel. And I sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. but I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you instead. So I delivered you out of his hand. This is what God do for us. The king, glory be to God, set Balaam to curse the children of Israel. But the God Almighty for the Israelites was his children. Rather than curse them, when he opened his mouth, he left them. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going to skip over, and we're going over to Ruth. God gave me so much on this message. I'm going to try to do it within my allotted time. But God wants us to know how imperative it is follow him. For we should have no other God before him. Choose you, brothers and sisters, this day whom you're going to serve. Glory be to God. We should already be adamant on whom we're going to serve. We shouldn't have no question in our mind who we're going to serve. And I don't mean have served. Serve him on Sunday and forget about him until the next Sunday. That's not the God that we serve. He's an everyday God. And he's a God that we should serve every day. He's a God that we should lift up our voices to him every day of our lives. Glory be to God. He's a God that we should walk upright before sin wavering. Glory be to God. Not being unfaithful. Not doing things trying to hide from God. In God's eyesight, we should be an open book because he already know what we're doing. He already know what we're doing. So we should be an open book to him. Glory be to God. In the book of Ruth, and I'm just going to hit on this, in the book of Ruth, Naomi, glory be to God, married Emily. But he died, and that left her with her two sons. Her two sons married Ruth and Oprah, and they died. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking about serving God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Though I know Naomi was grieved, but she never gave up on God. But she decided one day, I'm going to go back home because I hear that they have food in Moab. And there was famine in the land where they were. She had decided she was going to go back home. So she got Ruth and Oprah together to tell them goodbye. And for them, they were young to marry again, get you a husband. Oprah, though she loved Naomi, she kissed Naomi and went back to her family. Now, mind you, in this land, they served idol gods. But look at Ruth. Glory be to God. I tell you, when you love God, and you know what? I don't even know if Ruth 100% understood at that point who God was. But she had been watching Naomi enough to have an idea. So in verse 14, and they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved unto her. In other words, Ruth begged her to let her stay with her. Ruth is stayed by her side. I can just picture Ruth sitting there with her arms around Naomi. Mother, please let me go with you. God had put it in Ruth's heart that this is where she needs to do. Go with Naomi, for that is where her blessings was. And she said, behold, our sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Now, remind you, now Naomi was living in a place that served idol God. But not once does our Bible tell us that she failed to serve the living God. She served the one and only living God. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For wherever thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Now look at Ruth. You know what? She had a made-up mind at this point, and she was not going to allow anything to turn her around. And see, that's the way we need to do. We shouldn't let anything turn us away from God. She said, I will lodge where you lodge. She said, and your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Glory be to God. Just look at it. Look at what she was doing. Her people served idol God, but she has seen, glory be to God, Naomi serving God and praying to God enough that she knew that was something special about the God that Naomi served. Glory be to God. And she didn't worry about she and Naomi traveling a long distance. The only thing that Ruth wanted to do was to be with Naomi, to live however she lived, to go wherever she go, and to serve the God. She said, where thou diest. Now, you know, this when person get to this point, they are more than sure of what they want to do. She said, where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So in other words, she's saying, the only way I will part from you, that God take me from the face of this earth. And as long as I live, I'm going to cleave to your side. You will be my mother, basically. I will be a daughter to you, and I will not fail you. Don't you know that was nothing but God leading Ruth the way she was? That was nothing but God led Ruth the way he did to Naomi. Glory be to God. Ruth did not falter. She did not turn. Her eyes and her mind, her heart and her soul was focused on Naomi and her God. And see the blessing. See, when God let things happen like this, he got a reason. You got a blessing. It was years before Ruth realized what that blessing was. But Jesus came through the lineage of Ruth. Glory be to God. She had to come out of that country that was serving idol gods. For she had to go to a place where she could serve the one and only God. God was making preparation right then and there with Ruth for Jesus to come to this earth. God was making preparation even back then. That's why we say our time, God's time is not our time. Time a week to us is long, but a week to God is just a few seconds. Glory be to God. 1 year seems like for us it takes forever. though when you're getting old, the days don't seem so long. But to God, a year is nothing. But he is the all-powerful God. Glory be to God. And these days and these years and these months and this time, all on God's time. The time that we spend on this earth is the time that God let us, allow us to enjoy this earth. For he gave it to us, for us to live and enjoy. But in the process of us living and enjoying this earth, he wants us to do it by serving him, by lifting him up, by telling other people about him, about living the way that we are supposed to live. And you say, well, how am I supposed to live? The guide is in your Bible. Glory be to God. It's in your Bible. You have a guideline. Every day of your life, you have a guideline how you should live in this Bible. When we serve God, we got to do right. We got to do right. We can't let no evil. Glory, hallelujah. No wrongness. We can't let anything sin before God. We can't let Satan talk us into doing wrong. For that is not the will of God. Because in our wrongdoing, brothers and sisters, believe me when I tell you, God knows. You can call yourself hiding from anybody you want to hide in, brothers and sisters, but I'm here to tell you, God knows. He knew the thought that was planted in your mind before. Four, it took fruition, already know. But when we got our mind so apt and so set to do wrong, don't you know, God let us go ahead and do what we think we want to do. He give us that option. We know right from wrong. It is up to us to do right. But if we choose doing wrong over God, just remember, brothers and sisters, that's your choice. 1 Kings 18, start at the 17th verse, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Glory be to God. Art thou he troubleth Israel? Elijah being a prophet of God, he was doing what God said do. Even though he feared Jezebel, he still did what God said do. He had no concern for his life. He did what God said to him. Brothers and sisters, choose who you're going to serve. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel in that ye have forsaken the commandment of the Lord and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, to the prophet of Baal, 450, and the prophet of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. You know, you really, really look at that. Look how many people was worshiping and serving Jezebel instead of the Almighty God. That demon was so strong, she even changed Ahab's God. So let's just let you know how strong Satan is. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. Glory be to God. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And if God be God, I'm all with Elijah, man. If God be God, brother and sister, serve him. Glory be to God. But if Baal, then follow him. Your idol God, the things that you worship, the things that you have turned your back on, for God, for them. Turn your back on God for them. Glory be to God. We need to be careful. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You either going to serve God or mammon. But see, my Bible tells me that God will live forever. God will never die. He's a God that changed not. And he's a God that's given you, hallelujah, the breath to breathe. Right now, brother and sister. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know, we don't even think to thank God for even giving us the breath to breathe. Because he could cut us off in a twinkle of an eye. And what could we do but fall dead? Nothing. Choose you this day whom you will serve. For the God Almighty is ever present God. He is an all-powerful God. He's all-seeing and he's all-knowing. I heard him say you could go to the very bottom of the deepest part of the sea. He said, I'm there. Glory be to God. You can go up to the heavens. You can run to the mountain and say, rock, fall on me. My Bible tells me that the rock is going to run from the face of that terrible God. Glory be to God. Ooh, glory. Oh, you mother, Kariyamata. Choose you, brothers and sisters. This day. Hey, glory. Whom you want to serve? Do you want a serve that can take your breath? Hallelujah, the twinkling of an eye. Do you want to serve a God that can let you live strong, be happy? Or do you want to serve a God that's going to take you straight to hell? Do you want to just set up and enjoy the world and not look back at God? We seem to forget sometimes that God made this world. He made the heaven and earth. The plan, the blueprint of the world. his head. He didn't need to draw no blueprint. It was already there. All he had to do was speak. And it appeared. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I choose my choice. It's to serve a God that give me eternal life. Glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, choose you this day whom you will serve. It's all your choice. Glory be to God. And in my closing, John, 6th chapter, we're going to start at verse 65 and read down a little bit, and then I'm closing. Jesus talking to his disciples, and at this point, not only the 12, but there were several disciples that was following Jesus. And Jesus said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Now listen, Jesus speak this word and look at what his, not the 12, but what some of his disciples did. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Simply because Jesus said, you cannot come unto me except it was given unto you. True to this day. We cannot come unto God unless God directs us to Jesus. And if we can't accept Jesus Christ, we can't accept the Almighty God. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Look how God used Peter. Peter was, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. Glory be to God. In my closing, I say unto you today, choose you whom you are going to serve. And speaking for myself like Joshua, for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Glory be to God. And I truly thank God for that message. For I spent 2 days on something entirely different. In just a couple of hours before I got on the phone, gave me that message to give. And I thank God for that, for truly, we better get serious about our souls. We better get serious about how we want to spend eternity. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Truly, I thank and I praise God for this day, and at this time, I'm going to open up the floor for anyone who have a question, who have a testimony, or who just want to say, Lord, I thank you. The floor is open. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Sister Mary. Emily's hand is up, Sister Mary. I can't type you today, Sister Mary. I'm at the racetrack. Emily's hand is up.
Amen, amen. Sister Emily, go ahead.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
Hello, hello, hello. We're fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to tap in and say that, you know, it was a very beautiful word that you gave, and I just want to give God all the thanks and all the glory.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And I thank you for coming on saying that. It does not take much to say, Lord, I give you my all, and that's just what you did. Praise God.
Amen.
Sister Mary, I need a couple of prayers sent out, if you don't mind, Sister Mary.
You need a couple of prayers sent out? Okay.
Well, Ricky Stanbrough lost his father. I want to pray for him and his family. Ricky Stanbrough, he lost his father.
Ricky Stanbrough?
S-T-A-N-B-R-O.
Oh, okay. Ricky Stanbrough, he lost his father.
He lost his father.
Okay.
Yeah. Also want to send a prayer out for Cowboy's wife. Cowboy's wife, Melissa, she had an accident at work. She's okay. She's going through some stuff. She had an accident at work. So Cowboy's wife, Melissa, if you don't mind, when you get ready to do the prayer, Sister Mary, I thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for that, Brother Dog.
Amen. Good evening again. See, as always, I truly enjoy the word. I can truly say I've never heard a word that come from the 66.
I'm sorry, Debo, nobody can hear you.
Can you hear me now? I was trying to get back on my
headset.
Yeah,
that's better.
Can you? Yeah. I say again, as always, give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. We're so glad to be back in the Lord's place once more. Again, the Bible says, "With two or three assembled in my name, he'll be in the midst." And when God is in the midst, you can't help but receive what he has for you. And I truly enjoy God's word each and every day that I get a chance to hear it. You know, I like when you said, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve," because we truly need to make a choice. We know that time is winding up, and we need to make a choice today. Tomorrow is not promised to man. We need to make a choice now while the blood is running warm. And I just say thank you. And I want to tell Brother Cowboy before I get out of the way, he had spoke with me, I believe, Thursday night or Friday night. He asked me to whisper a prayer for his wife. I just want to let him know that at that time, I did just like he asked me to do. And we truly believe and trust that God is able to care us and heal us and keep us. So, amen.
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 Sister Mary, I want to add one more to the prayer list, if you don't mind, Sister Mary. I want to add one more to the prayer list.
Okay.
Jerriana Pollard. Jerriana Pollard out of Florida. She plays softball. Real good softball player. She's one of the racers also. She got hit in the head with a softball, and we want to make say prayers that she's okay and recovers good. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Amen. The floor will be open for about another 2 minutes. There wasn't 2 minutes, but amen. At this time, let us just bow our heads in prayer.
Sister Mary.
Father God.
Brother Fanhand is up. Brother Fanhand is up, Sister Mary. I'm sorry. I can't text you today because Brother Fanhand is
That's
up.
That's all right. Just do what you're doing. Just speak it. It's fine. How you doing, Brother Fan?
How you doing, Sister Mary? I just wanted to say I enjoyed everything today and beautiful words. I mean, everything you like. I always tell you, it might sound like a repeating tape, but everything you say always touch home, and you see everything I can see stuff that might have happened a week ago or 2 months ago, and I can still see it in what you talk about. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know. And we said you was off the show, and we had said that, you know, this month here is Women's Month, and I just wanted to tell you Happy Women's Month, too, as well as everybody else got their praise and everything to let you know you do so much for us and that you're a special person in our heart. You have a great night.
Praise. Thank you. Praise the Lord, Brother Fan. Thank you so much for coming on. It's always a blessing to know that God blessed the word to reach somebody. Nothing of me. I cannot take credit for anything I say, but it's all God. So I wouldn't be able to say it if he didn't give it to me to do so. And I truly thank you for that, Brother Fan. Thank God for you and Sister Fan always with us and always encouraging. And I just thank God for you.
Sister Gina Hand is up.
Hello, Gina. Long time no hear from. How are you?
I'm just fine, but trust and believe I'm on here. I'm just quiet. But a Brother Fan kind of like beat me to the punch because I was going to say happy Women's Day, you know, to you as well. And, you know, again, just to thank you for the work that you're doing, you know, for the Lord, and to please continue. And if you will, you know, to please continue to keep my family in your prayers. But I also want to ask you if you could add another gentleman in racing, Red Jason Hall. He had a 12-year-old son that was battling cancer, and he lost his fight. So if you could keep his family in your prayers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son was 12 years old, and, I mean, he put up a tough fight. You know, I had been following his journey, you know, there for a while, and the young man lost his fight with cancer, to cancer.
Oh, my God. And that was Red Hall's son?
Uh-huh, Jason Red Hall.
Jason Red Hall. I knew I heard something else. Okay. Okay, is there anyone
else? And, you know,
else?
continue to do what you do. And again, you know, happy Women's Month.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenna. Gina, it means so much when you all say, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. Not that I'm doing anything of myself or pushing me up. I wouldn't dare do that. But I thank
God. I definitely appreciate it. You know, like I said, I'm always on here. I just don't always say anything, but I'm always here.
Amen.
I just, you know, sometimes I just, you know, say, well, you know, let everybody else get a chance, you know.
Amen. Well, I thank God for all of you. I thank God for you, and thank you for coming on today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sister Katara's hand is up, Sister Marion.
Hello, Sister Katara. How are you?
Good evening, Sister Marion. How are you?
I am well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to tell you, you know, I've been listening to you for a good while now, and you hold a very special place in my heart. And I just wanted to let you know that I always enjoy your prayer show, your prayers and your sermons, and it's always a blessing. My soul is always full after listening to you. So just wanted to let you know that you are greatly appreciated.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that. Our Sister Katara, God bless you, and I thank God for you. It's a blessing to know that God is touching your heart. That's just awesome. Thank you so much for your words. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome, and bless you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Sister Marion, I did send you a message that I was going to be slow today. You must have didn't read it, though, but no more hands up at the time, Sister Marion.
Okay. Amen. Thank God. I just flipped over and saw your message. Sorry. When I'm speaking, Brother Dog, I don't know why sometimes my mind can't get on the phone. I'm trying to get up, get what God wants me to get out, you know.
long as we get the job done, we don't worry about it. As long as we get the job done.
But I thank God for you, Brother Dog. You're always conscientious and always looking out. God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Father God, right now, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, I come to you, Father God, for your people. I come to you, Father God, praying for your people, Father God, for truly, Lord, we need you. Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother Ricky Sandro, whose father passed, Father God. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him, Father God. Father God, and let him look back on the times that him and his father had good times, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless him, strengthen him, let him realize, Father God, that we're only here for a short while. Father God, give him peace, glory, hallelujah, that surpass your own, their own understanding. Father God, bring his family closer and closer together. For truly the family that prays together stays together. Father God, and that will give them strength, Father God, while they're going through this trying time, Father God. Let them lean and depend on each other. And let them all lean and depend on you, God. Father God, give them strength, Father God. Father God, this is a hard time for them. Glory be to God. Father God, but we know your will must be done. Father God, give them strength to make it through this time, Father God. Father God, and to continue to make it, Father God. Let them see that their father's in peace, God. Father God, whatsoever he was going through, no more pain, no more sorrow. Glory be to God. Father God, we ask you to bless Father God. Father God, for truly, Father God, we pray, Father God, that he's in your bosom. He's with you, God. In the name of Jesus, and everything will be all right. Father God, and we thank you for it. Your brother Ricky and his family strength during this time, Father God, that they will be able to make it through and worship and praise you during this time as well. And Father God, we lift up Brother Cowboy's wife, Melissa. Father God, however she hurt herself, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch her right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, if she got a wound or it's just a scratch, we thank you, Father God, that it was nothing worse, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to touch, strengthen, and heal her, Father God. Father God, that she'll be strong, Father God, and quickly go back to work. Glory be to God. Father God, and we thank you for Brother Cowboy asking for prayer for his wife. That alone is a blessing, Father God. Father God, strengthen him, Father God, and his wife together, Father God. Father God, that one won't fall without the other. Father God, and we know you're able, God. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, and we know Sister Melissa is doing just fine. Father God, we thank you and we praise your holy name. Father God, now we lift up to you Sister Jerianna Pollock, that was hit in the head with a baseball. Father God, we ask you to bless, Father God, that there is no injury to her brain, Father God. Father God, no contusion or anything, Father God. Father God, bless her, Father God. If there's a pain on her, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless that the ball did no harm to her brains, Father God. Father God, touch her, Father God, and seal her up in you, God. In the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, and I know you're able. Father God, and Brother Jason Red Hall, Father God. Glory be to God. Father God, we know it's a hard thing to lose your children. But Father God, we don't know the pain that he's suffering if we have never lost a child. But God, you know. Father God, put your loving arms around him, God. Father God, let him know that you have his son and his son is doing fine. For there with you is no more sickness, God. Glory be to God, no more dying. Father God, give him the strength, Father God, to go through this time, Father God. Father God, give him that peace, Father God. Let him know everything is all right. Father God, put your loving arms around him, Father God, and during this time, Lord, just rock him. Glory be to God. Father God, we ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Father God, that he'll make it through this time, God, this trying time. For we realize, Lord, it's hard to lose a child, but a 12-year-old, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Such short time on this earth. But, Father God, we know whatsoever your will in our life, it will be done. But, Father, we ask you to strengthen him, Father God. Console him and the whole family, God. Father God, let them know that their son is all right. Father God, touch them right now, Father God. Father God, bless them to grieve, Father God. Father God, and then bless them to have peace. In the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, for I know you're able. Bless that whole family, God. For that is a loss to the whole family. Give them strength. Give them love. Let them hold on to each other during this time, God. Lord, for we know you're able. Father God, we ask you to bless Sister Jean and her family, Brother Fan, Sister Fan, their family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, strengthen them, Father God. Father God, bring them closer and closer and closer together. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for opening up their hearts, their minds, their souls to you, God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for your people that serve you, God. Your people that love you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Emily, who comes on all the time. To say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Katara, who comes on and don't mind lifting up her voice for you, God. Glory be to God. I thank you for these young ladies, God. And Father God, I thank you for all your people, for each and every one, God, that's listening today, that come on week after week after week, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for giving them a word, God. Glory be to God. Lord, let your word sink into them and just saturate them. Father God, I know you're able, Lord. Thank you for your people, God. Thank you for both my nephews, God. Strengthen them, Lord. Brother D, Brother Dexter, Bishop Dexter. Strengthen them, Lord. Glory be to God. Father God, and I ask you to touch Bishop right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your healing power begin to flow, Father God, and touch every part of his body that need to be healed. Father God, I thank you and I praise your holy name, Lord. Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for Brother Dog day by day. Father God, for his journey while he's seeking to do your will, Father God. I thank you. Father God, I thank you for even now he has a mind to stand up and speak up for you, God. Glory be to God. Come up against anyone that talk against you, God. Lord, and I ask you to continue to strengthen him, give him more and more boldness, God, as he walk upright before you, God, seeking to do your will. Father God, and I thank you for it. And I ask you to bless Brother D on his Thursday night show, Father God. Father God, that every time he opened up, Father God, that you are right there, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Let your people be blessed from all sides, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and we thank you. We ask you to bless the sick and the shut-in, in the hospital room, in the nursing home. Bless all over the world, Father God. Go inside of the government, Father God. Father God, and bless your people, Father God. Touch their hearts, God. Save them, Lord. Get them to know about you, God. Glory be to God. Father God, that every decision they make will be the decision, Father God, that you have led them to give. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, we ask you to bless all over this world, God. There are wars, God, and rumor wars. You spoke of that in the Bible. It's coming down to our time on this earth, God. Father God, but we ask you to bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, God. Bless over in Israel, God. Bless your people all over the world, God. Bless us, God, to walk upright before you, God. Father God, don't let us turn from the left and to the left or to the right, but let us keep our eyes, our hearts on you, Jesus. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the good times. We thank you for the bad times. Father God, for truly, Father God, when it's all said and done, Father God, Father God, we all just want to be with you. Father God, I thank you, and I praise your holy name, God. And Father God, before I close, look upon each and every one here and bless their families one by one. I don't know the needs. I don't know the problems. But one thing I do know, you know all things. Bless them, Father God. Whatever they're going through, whatsoever the need, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless them and bring them through it. Lord, and I know you're able. Father God, and I will be so careful, so very careful to praise you, to worship you, Lord, to love on you, Lord. Father God, and we thank you. And we will continue to call upon the name of Jesus. This prayer and all prayers, Father God, I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. At this time,
Mr.
we turn to service.
Sister Mary, no, don't turn that.
Yeah.
You covered everybody, Sister Mary, but we have an individual on the show today that foregoes his sorrows and his problems in his life and the death angel in his family to not speak about it because he's looking out for other people. And that's Brother Fan and Sister Fan. They had a death in their family that he didn't even want to bring up because he's trying to sacrifice himself for the good of the people on this show. But we do want to redo a special hello or prayer or whatever for Brother Fan and Sister Fan. Right. But they had a death in their family also.
Amen. Praise God for that. And I thank you for bringing that to my attention, Brother Fan. And that's why God had me to come back and pick up the families on the show. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we ask you to look upon Brother Fan and the fans. Father God, give them strength, Father God. But we know, Father God, they believe and they trust in you. Father God, and we know that they know that you're a God that never fails. Father God, and I ask you to bless, I ask you to strengthen them, Father God, during this so trying time, Father God. Father God, bless them, Father God, and the family to lean on each other, Father God. Father God, bless them, give them peace, Father God. Give them strength, give them understanding. Father God, and we know you're able, God. Father God, just hold all these families together because they're going through a lot. Give them the strength, Father God, that they will make it through, Father God. Father God, and they know everything will be all right. Glory, God, and we ask you to bless them, God. Father God, bless them, Father God, to just hold on to the good times that they had. Father God, oh, you only lent us this earth for a little while. But we know we are pilgrims and sojourners traveling through this borrowed land. Father God, and we just ask you to give them strength as they go through this time. Father God, and we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that you get everyone that... Go ahead, Brother Dawg. Before I turn it back to Brother Dawg, I'm going to ask, I'm going to make the announcement. Be with us again on next Wednesday night. Same time, same station for a time for refreshing. And as always, God has a word to do. Also, be with us on Tuesday night with Brother D for his gospel hour. Glory be to God. Bishop Thompson really preached the word on last night. So we ask you to be with us, same time, same station. Glory be to God. All we have to do is just be there and lend God our ears and our heart. God always has a word for you. Pray my strength in the Lord. In your hand, Brother Dawg.
All right, Sister Mary, and I appreciate it, and thank you. I was trying to get your song together there. You was going so quick for me, I couldn't get your song. I want to play your song, Sister Mary, right here.
What? Play my song. I'm glad you to hear it.
I don't know. Just how.
Sister Gina and Sister Katara, y'all mics open. If there's any final words y'all want to say to Sister Mary, and y'all mics are open. Y'all mics are open.
They are waiting for me and my heavenly.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I just want to say,
Sister Mary,
thank you, Sister Mary, and for everything you do. And don't ever think I'm not on here because I don't speak, because I'm always here.
Amen, amen.
All right, and thank you again for everything that you do.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I just wanted to close and say thank you again, too. And you're a blessing to the show and to all of us that's listening to you.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother Sam. Thank you.
All right. Sister Katara, you got any final words, Sister Katara? Sister Emily got a lot of road noise. I think she might be on the road. Sister Katara, you got any closing words? You got any closing words?
No, I mean, just the same sentiment. Thank you for all you do, Sister Marion, and you are very appreciated, and may God continue to bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Katara. Thank you.
And Sister Mary, I love this song. I listen to it. I love this song, Sister Mary.
That's a beautiful song. Yes.
I just don't know, children, just how true, but I am sending all of my love, every day.
Okay, Sister Mary. As usual, outstanding job is all I can say. We thank you for everything and appreciate you, Sister Marinette. You can go ahead and you said I'll be telling you can hang up, but you can go ahead and hang up if you want, Sister Marinette.
Y'all be blessed. Have a good night.
Thank you, Sister Marinette. Thank you. All right, Sister Meredith is gone. Let me close Brother Deal with all that noise. Him and Emily over here with all that noise. Emily then ran away from here. All right, guys, you know I'm at the track tonight, so if y'all got anything you want to keep the show going, you can hit the one button. But before we do that, let me see if Sister Katara, let me see if she get her homework. Sister Katara, did you ever get your homework completed, my love?
You know I did.
Okay, well, Sister Katara has got a it's Women's Week, and I gave her an assignment, and she could bring it to you any way she wants. Sister Katara, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Willie. And good evening to all that are listening. Willie, I remember on Monday when you had asked if I could do a segment in honor of Women's History Month. I accepted wholeheartedly, and I immediately recognized the name you had selected, Viola Liozzo. You and I have talked and discussed many topics and things, but one poignant conversation that stood out was about Viola Liozzo and how you were personally affected by her tragic death. I also know firsthand what this segment may mean to you. So without further ado, tonight's segment for Women's History Month, we pay homage to Viola Liozzo. Viola Liozzo was murdered by the Ku Klux Klan on the last night of the 1965 Selma Voting Rights March. She is the only white woman honored at the Montgomery Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, Alabama. She's remembered primarily for the atmosphere of scandal surrounding her death, which was created by the FBI, and she's considered the most controversial of the civil rights martyrs. Viola Craig, her maiden name, was born on April 11, 1925, in California, Pennsylvania. She was raised in rural Georgia and Tennessee and attended segregated schools. By 1965, Liozzo was 39 years old, a middle-class housewife, and a mother of five. She enrolled as a part-time student at Wayne State University in Michigan, and she was inspired by returning students' reports about the 1964 Mississippi Summer Project to register black voters. In March 1965, she participated in sympathy marches to demonstrate solidarity with black citizens in Selma, Alabama, who were planning a pilgrimage to the state capitol to support passage of a federal voting rights bill. On March 7, 1965, Leozo watched the news broadcast of state troopers armed with billy clubs and tear gas attacking 600 demonstrators crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge on their way to Montgomery. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called off the attempt and issued a national appeal for Americans to come to Selma, join the marchers, and help them try again. Leozo and 25,000 other Americans answered his call. For 5 days, Leozo worked for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference's transportation services, ferrying marches between Selma and Montgomery. On March 25th, she and Leroy Moten, a 19-year-old local black act, headed to Montgomery to pick up the last group of demonstrators waiting to return to Selma. While stopped at a traffic light in front of the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma at 7:37 p.m., they were spotted by four Klansmen. When they saw Leozo driving with Michigan plates after dark with a black man in her passenger seat, they decided to attack them. The Klansmen hoped that this would send a clear message about white supremacy to the northern whites, southern blacks, and like-minded liberals. Engaging Leozo in a high-speed chase on Highway 80, they pulled alongside her car about 20 miles outside of Selma and fired. Leozo was killed instantly, and Leroy Moten, covered in her blood, survived by pretending to be dead. Leozo's murder moved President Johnson to order a federal investigation of the Klan and to petition Congress to expand the Federal Conspiracy Act of 1870 to make the murder of civil rights activists a federal crime. Her death increased congressional support for the passage of the Voting Rights Act, which Johnson signed on August 6, 1965. The 1965 murder of Viola Leozo engaged the nation in a heated debate about a woman's obligation to her family and society at large. Leozo had violated traditional cultural boundaries to demonstrate on behalf of black civil rights, a movement that a majority of white Americans believed was too aggressive at that time. It took almost a quarter century to formally recognize Leozo's efforts. In 1989, she became one of the 40 civil rights martyrs whose lives were commemorated on the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery. In 1991, the women of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference erected a stone marked on Highway 80 at the spot where she was murdered, and it is inscribed, "In memory of our sister, Viola Leozo, who gave her life in the struggle for the right to vote," dated March 25th, 1965. Back to you, Willie.
All right, Gina, that was something. When Brother D, Brother Fan, that was a something else. That was a women history and black history all wrapped up in one. Thank you, Sister Katara. Outstanding job. Brother D, Sister, Brother
You're
Fan,
welcome.
Sister Gina, anything y'all want to say about that? That was. Your mic is open.
Thank you. I think you summed it up, Brother Dog, when you said outstanding job. And just think, it was 65, and I was in Mississippi in 68 in school, and you've heard me say a few times, I caught the end I caught the very end of the racism, so I got a chance to actually see for myself some parts of it. And it took a strong-minded woman, not a man, but a strong-minded woman to do what she did, knowing that her life was in jeopardy at any second. And we should really appreciate it. That's why I'm so glad when you came in and enlightened me on this month, because I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
And we should truly say thank you to all the women of the world today, and thank our sister for giving us that beautiful report on Sister Today.
Right. And you got to remember, brother.
Can you hear me, dog?
She left her. Yeah. I'm finished. She left her husband and five to come down here to fight for equality for everybody. Come on, Sister Gina.
Right.
Come on, Sister Gina. Come on, Sister
I was just going to tell Katara that she did an excellent job, you know, and when you first told her, you know, to look that up, I remember you speaking on her once before, and she was a very courageous woman, you know, and to have, you know, five kids like that and to go out and do what she did, you know, you can't help but recognize her.
A
mother does not leave their kids.
See, Gina, you notice, I don't care, almost every Black History Month or sometime when this kind of stuff come up, I bring that up because that's something that stuck with me ever since. Because, see, I was in the truck behind them when they did it. I was right behind them. And I'll never forget that.
I can only imagine.
I was a kid, but I'll never forget that. That's why I keep on always. That does something to me. Every time these come up, it's like it's sad.
Because I remember you talking about it once before.
Right.
Me too.
Right.
But outstanding job, Katara. You did an outstanding job.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Gina. And thank you, Brother D.
Yeah. Awesome job.
Well, guys, you know I'm at the track tonight, so if y'all ain't got nothing you want to talk about, then let me know and I'll close the show out. But if you is, I'll leave it open, but you know I'll be looking back and forth to see if anybody want to talk. If y'all want to keep the show going, you can. If you can't, we can go ahead and get out of here. So if don't nobody want to keep the show going or hit the one button, we can close it on that. And I don't mind closing it on that because we done had so much death here the last couple of days, and it's just a sad time right now. It's just a sad time. So if anybody else got nothing, I'm gonna go ahead and close the show down because. Unless somebody got something really they need to put out. But don't forget, Mike Hill is supposed to have a race over there this weekend still. It might rain out on Friday, but I think they're still trying to get it going on Saturday over there. Private Ryan had a race over there with Steve Kirk, but I think they might have postponed it or did something, the Bobby Cole race. I'll be down in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at Coastal Plains Raceway this Friday and Saturday. And Brother Whitney, now, I'm going to tell you the truth. If I get home short enough on Saturday, if I can get back home on Saturday and don't have to spend the night down there, I'm going to Holly Springs Sunday. Whit threatened me today. I'm going down there to slap him. And I don't like to talk about nobody's kids, but I'm going to slap the shit out of his kid, too, because they threatened me today. And it's a 12-hour trip for me. It's a 12-hour trip. But if I don't spend the night down in North Carolina, I'm going to Holly Springs Sunday to Whit raised him because he threatened me today. So I want everybody to know he threatened me today. I'm gonna slap him.
I just texted about 30 minutes ago.
I'm gonna slap this. I ain't gonna pick on the kid like that, but I'm gonna slap this shit out of Whit. Next time y'all see me, might have an afro. Might have an apple.
Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty.
Mm. But that's what we got going on this week, though. Mike here and them first 44 point race down there. And it's still, and I'll be at Coastal Plains Dragway. And Whit will have I think it might be his son's birthday bash down at Holly Springs on Sunday. I'm going to go down there and blow his goddamn cameras out if I can. But I ain't going to say I am because it's going to be hard for me. But if it ain't, I'm going down there and blow his goddamn cameras out, and I'm a shit on the damn cake, too. I'm a shit on the cake.
Good
I'm telling you.
God almighty,
dog. That man threatened me this morning, Brother D. He threatened me this morning, man. And get what, Brother D? I couldn't do nothing but take it, man. He threatened me, man. Anyway,
yeah, so tired they give it a spot.
Yeah, they threatened me. Let me tell you,
man.
Wheelchair and Mackin, them two faggots, They on here sending me notes and everything. Wheelchair Mac, y'all Michael, say something smart to me right now. I'm in a wheelchair body coat. What is it, dude? Anyway. Yeah.
Man.
No, but it's all in love, Brother D. It's all in love and it never race talk. As far as racing. Yeah. And get Brother D.
Hmm?
Brother D. Guess who woke me up this morning at 8 o'clock, man? At 8 o'clock, man. You know how that shit supposed to go. Anything, hold up, let me tell y'all the story right quick. Anything after 11 o'clock and anything before, you know, that early in the morning, that's a booty call. So, phone wrong, I said, oh, it must be a booty call. You know who it was, man? Your goddamn sergeant.
Good.
Damn, Private Ryan called me this morning.
My leader.
Woke me up this morning, man. Yeah, your leader, yeah.
My leader.
Woke me up this morning, man. But no, man, he woke up this morning. He had to get some off his chest, and he was talking to me. We had a good talk this morning, though. Me, him, and Skin was on, man.
Right.
Me, him, and Skin. Yeah, but all right, man, I'm going to get out of here and go out and see if I get something going on tonight. A couple of guys done said something. I'm like Ryan. A couple of guys looked at me funny. I don't like the way they look at me. I don't like the way you look at me. But now, I thank everybody for coming on and everybody that listened to the prayer show. Y'all need to spread the word, guys, because the way people are leaving here, don't wait too late, guys. That's all I can say. Don't wait too late. Brother D, we appreciate everything. And Brother Fan, Sister Katara, Gina, Emily, and all y'all. Y'all have a good day. I'm finna get out of here. God bless all y'all. Good night.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.